Yes, and welcome to the Beer City Zeppelin. We got a real row in store for you today. Lots of breaking news and happenings. First up, the Jingoists are demonstrating in Central Park.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, fellas. Nah, that's my mama again.
Oh, damn it.
Hello there, this is Engineer Dorothy. I'm the grandmother of Engineer Denny, and what you just heard was my husband's old radio show. That reminds me, since he's coming to visit me for Thanksgiving, that I have some old recordings of unreleased Beer City Spaceship podcasts, and I thought I'd play them here for you today. And to start off, is the boys talking about a news article here. So enjoy.
Florida, folks.
Uh-oh.
It's actually from SF Gate, but it's a Florida story. Hayward family didn't call the police for more than 5 hours after their 10-year-old daughter was shot because they thought she started her period.
Well, where did she get shot?
Florida, that's right. Florida, I forgot.
She was wounded in the buttocks when somebody sprayed her home on the 27,000 block of Tampa Avenue. And 27,000.
Tampon Avenue?
Jeez.
How unfortunate.
Yeah, that's Tampa Avenue. Maybe it's Tampax Avenue.
It could be.
It was a typo when they left the X. So that was the funniest.
In the county of MaxiPad. There we go. They got it.
So she is sleeping. Somebody sprayed the house with bullets, I'm assuming. It just says they sprayed the house, but
for ants.
I don't think it was arrows, unless it was fucking Genghis Khan's army of Mongols driving down the 27,000 block of Tampax Avenue.
So because this poor girl in Florida got her period, she got shot.
Yes.
What is this world
coming
to?
You're still not listening to me.
Ah, shit.
She got shot in the ass. And she woke up, oh, I'm hurt and I'm bleeding. And the parents are like, oh, you're getting the Crimson Tide. That's it.
Oh,
what gave it away? The gunpowder burns?
When the girl woke up in pain, according to the article, she thought she was having her period because the bleeding, quote unquote, was consistent with menstruation. Says Hayward Police Sergeant Mark Ormsby, who I'm sure is very, very familiar with menstruation.
Doubles as a...
The family contacted its doctor, who confirmed that the bleeding could be consistent with the period.
Oh my god. Hanging out in Disney World.
There were no clear signs that the girl had been shot when her family took her to the bathroom to clean her.
Oh my god.
Except for the gun holes, the bullet holes. Other than that, I couldn't tell.
Hey, girl, get in the bathroom. Let's all hose you down.
This first period seems a little runny. You know, there's the first one's supposed to be pretty bad. Little chunks of flesh in there. And
Mom, what do the cramps feel like? Feels like being shot.
God. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That was 2 a.m. Thursday at 7:30 when the girl awoke. She was still in pain.
Oh. Yeah, she was shot.
Unaware that the bullet was, quote unquote, lodged in her pelvic area.
Oh, my God.
The parents then inspected her bed and saw bullet holes.
Wait, Did she? So she died. She.
No, she didn't die. No. Oh. She didn't have her period either.
Well, I know that. I'm not that.
She was
far
shot
behind.
In the ass.
Right.
She her got... family took her in the bathroom at 2 o'clock. Her entire family took her in there, hosed her off.
Said, entire hey, family.
That's what it said. It said,
"Ma,
Grandpa,
pa,
wake up,
Grandpa, me,
Tessie's getting her period.
Hey, go get Jim Bob from down the street.
Yeah,
cousin Ray, cousin Sally'd like to see this."
Dirty Uncle Bert across the street kind of wants to know when Audrey gets her period.
Oh, how delightful to hear the boys discuss such matters. Up next is a clip of when Marty was on vacation and they had a guest in studio, Micah. And, well, this is they're discussing a clown that was frightening people there in England over the pond there.
We're going to start talking about this Northampton clown figure.
Yeah.
Now,
what?
Yeah. The clown, man. I'm telling you, we're going to the circus. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Here's the deal. Micah, you're a well-read fella. Have you ever read the book It by Stephen King?
I read a lot of it. I didn't get all the way through it.
Do you remember Pennywise?
Yeah, I remember the main character of the book I read.
Yeah.
what the entire book is about, I did remember that aspect.
Do you remember what it was?
It was a giant spider, wasn't it?
Some shit like that. Well, I don't know. I never read the book. I just watched a stupid movie.
Okay. But, it's a good book, though, but I quit halfway through because I was busy masturbating.
Good.
Well, at least punching your mind, the clown.
Yeah, at least
yeah,
your
I was
mind
punching my own clown.
At least your mind was in the right spot.
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, basically, there's this. Oh, that's a scary clown noise right there. Basically, there's this guy. All right, he's from Northampton, which is in the UK. I think actually Northampton covers quite a bit more than I want to say. Like, it's not just. You don't say the city of Northampton. I think it actually covers a county. Hmm. So, anyway, according to this guy's Facebook post, here, let me show you a picture of this guy. This is a recent picture he took.
Okay, I'm going to describe to the people that can't see the picture. What I'm seeing is basically this nightmare. A clown. I mean, clowns are... Has a clown ever been a good idea, ever, in the history of the world? Like, has a clown ever not terrified people?
Worked for John Wayne Gacy.
Have they ever been funny, ever?
Not clowns? Really.
Clowns are for people that have no sense of humor, they're trying to be funny, and they just end up terrifying kids.
Well, if you go on Facebook, type in Spot Northampton Clown.
So what's this guy doing? Clowning people, or what? That was the worst pun of all time.
I'm trying to pull this up here, but basically he
it's better than a mime.
I mean, I'm already terrified just seeing that picture.
Yeah, I should have showed this to you, Larry. Actually,
what's this clown name?
His I don't know if he actually does. I think it's just Spot. Okay, I pulled it up here. Spot Northampton's clown.
Spot. Go on.
If you're listening to this, go on to Facebook, type in Spot Northampton's Clown.
Spot.
You'll see at the very top of the page, he's got the header of the picture of Tim Curry as Pennywise the Clown from the movie It. And it's one of the fucking scariest scenes in the movie when he comes out of the shower drain. I still remember that.
Yeah. They all float down here.
Yeah, they all float.
Spot.
You'll all float. Beep, beep.
As in, show me on the trauma dial, the spot the clown touched you.
Right. So anyway, this guy, he's from Northampton. He's in the UK. He goes around, and basically what he does is...
terrorize people?
He posts on his Facebook page, like, here's a...
Fucking clown has a Facebook page.
Yeah, well, he says Twitter's too confusing. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... This is a post right here, okay? He says, Thursday is the day to come and see me play. Where will I be? You'll have to come and see. I need a lift if you get my drift. Beep, beep. Like, he does the straight It clown impersonation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he doing it to be, like, ironic, or is he just...
Well, all that he has done so far is make a post like what I just read, and then he waits for people to take pictures of him. This is the last one that he got.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay,
so
Larry, you want to take a gander at this?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. How is that guy not getting just like shot?
And here's the one I showed Micah where he's on the lake. Okay, he's got balloons like straight up out of the movie It, and he says, okay. There's naysayers on this all, but at the end of it, he says, they all float with exclamation points, okay? Yeah. Okay. So, whether you want to believe this guy is a creep or not is your own opinion, but personally, I think it's fucking awesome.
What?
Yeah. Maybe I'm taking the weird side on this one.
Are you going to tell us that you are that clown?
No, I'm not that clown, but I think what he's doing... Yeah. I'm joining the clown brigade, ladies and gentlemen. No, I think that this guy is onto something. Honestly.
He's on a list.
He's on a list.
He's on a government list.
They made a new list for him.
He can't be within 100 yards of schools, churches. He's on.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. But I'm just saying, as scary as it is, because I'd be scared shitless. Okay, say I'm one of these fellas walking around Northampton. I'm texting on my iPhone or I'm Pinteresting something because I want to make a quilt. And I look over, and there's this random fucking clown guy just standing there waving, holding appears to be a little clown doll.
He's his own action
figure. I
shit
my britches, and then I get excited because it's. Not excited in a, you know, sexual way, but I mean, I'd be excited because I'd be like, this guy is scaring the shit out of people. Because if I saw a fucking random, nasty toothed clown just standing there, I mean, at first I'd want to know if it's real. And then I'd be like, you know, I mean, okay. If the guy is murdering little kids like Pennywise the Clown did in the book It, then that's another story, and I recount all that I've said. But for a guy that loves Halloween as his favorite holiday, to see somebody do something as spectacular as this, and to harness Facebook or social networking in a way that, you know, gets people's minds. I mean, the fact that we're a nobody fucking podcast in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we're talking about this guy says a lot about the fact that he's done something that people haven't seen before. So yeah. either way that you go on this, whether you think he's just a pedophile waiting to explode or you think guy's a genius marketer and his own like social networking skills, even though he doesn't know how to use Twitter, I think it's an interesting story. So I thought I'd bring it up today.
Was he available for parties?
You can message him on Facebook. According to what I've seen, he does actually respond to people's comments because quite a few people are scared out of their minds. Well, I don't even know. You might have to Google this on your phone, but what is the term for a clown phobia? There's going to be a lot of that during this set. Either way, I just, you know, I thought it was an interesting story. And I wanted to get your take. What do you think, though? I mean, I just gave my two cents about this Northampton clown. Again, from what I can tell, his name is Spot.
Oh, that reminds me of me in my younger days. I used to have a thing for clowns, if you know what I mean. But this next clip, it is from the same episode, and, Ryan's phone interrupts the show, and, well, things get a little wacky.
It's about 5 o'clock. We're having our PBRs. Oh, great.
Hello? Ryan, it's your mother. Are you going to come? We're making spaghetti and some garlic.
I'm assuming your mom's like 89.
No.
With that voice. I'm sorry.
No,
she's probably spry, and young, and full of life and vibrant.
Did you apply your ass cream?
Did you remember to put on clean underwear, Ryan?
You don't want to get those hives again.
If you get in an accident, they know the first thing your paramedics checks is your underwear. So you want to make sure they're clean.
Don't go doing your podcast shows without making sure you check that you're use the facilities before you sit down to chat.
Are those podcasts available on the computer?
Yeah. Okay, should we do that again?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, personally, I take offense to those really bad impressions of me. But one thing I do enjoy is when the boys sing. And well, here is a segment they called Bullshit Karaoke.
Let's do it.
So this game is something I like to call bullshit karaoke.
Nice.
The way this works is that we've all written down three topics each. We've thrown them all into a big hat, and we're gonna play a pop song, very popular tune, and we are going to improvise verses based on the topics that we pull from this hat. So it's simple enough, right?
Yeah.
How could you even fuck it up?
Only an idiot could fuck this up.
So that's how we play bullshit karaoke. And without further ado, we're all going to pick our topics ahead of time. I'll go first. You guys will have a little bit more time to think of your, you know, what you want to do. Don't write them down. No pens. No. We're flying by the seat of our pants here. My topic is bacon.
Yes.
Fuck, yes.
Perfect. All right.
All right. Let's see, Larry's pulling from the tag. Drum roll.
Is Morning Wood.
The band or the thing?
I guess it's up to me.
Yeah, it is. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it happens. And Ryan?
Mine is Pizza Party.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's how we play. And without further ado, this is Bullshit Karaoke. Bacon time comes from pigs and ham and pork, but it's bacon and salty and good. Bacon bits, bacon mayonnaise, you said, hey, I'll take it any way I can. Bacon time, put it on my burger, put it on my sandwich and my ice cream. Bacon time, put it in my mouth, it's like a tasty, salty bacon dream. I love bacon in my fucking mouth. Bacon time, just put it in my mouth. I love bacon, it's my favorite food. Favorite food.
We got Morning Wood. I'm pitching a tent. My ham shorts are off 50%. Sneaking a hand down the front of my boxer shorts. My breath quickens and something rhyme with shorts. Morning Wood. I'm pitching a tent. My underwear down 50%. Slipping a hand through that hole, I think you pee out of in your boxer shorts. I've got Morning Wood and I want you to take care of it. I need you to place it in your mouth like Marty's bacon. Salty goodness, salty goodness. I got Morning Wood.
It's time for a motherfucking pizza party, bitch. Little Caesars, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Sammy's. Who knows? We could have a motherfucking pizza party in this bitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who brought the breadsticks? Pizza party time. It's motherfucking pizza party time. I'm pitching a tent with my pizza in my hand. It's got bacon bits.
Bacon pizza time. Bacon pizza morning wood. Bacon pizza morning
pitch
wood.
Pitching a tent. Yeah.
It's a pizza party time.
It's a pizza party time. It's a pizza party time.
I'm so proud of my grandson, Engineer Denny. I mean, aside from being a well-respected engineer, he's also a bit of an inventor. And, well, this next clip, the boys, they got into one of his inventions, a time machine, and, well, give it a listen.
You stay here. Larry, okay.
Yeah.
You game? All right.
I'm game.
Right. We're going to jump.
Stay here.
We're going to put these little things. I think this
go,
yeah, this thing goes
me?
Up your
as
nose.
A, as a 15-year-old
right.
or whatever?
All right. It's kind of like a blue jaw. All right. We're going to. Yeah. Marty, you stay here. What's we need the coordinates here. Where
you guys are going to go back and talk to me as a 15-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to warn you guys. I mean, I don't know if you're going to like me as a 15-year-old.
Oh, I love you now. Yeah.
You're a puppy, man. I'm not worried.
Oh, come on.
You want to know what he thinks. We're going to tell him that you're a podcaster
now.
I'm sure he'll think that's cool.
All right. Well, okay. Well, here, let me write that down there for you.
Just jot that into the... I'll put that into the capacitor. Undimblada, whatever the hell this thing is.
Plug that in. It's not even going to work, so I shouldn't even be worried about anything.
All right. All right. All right. Here we go. Ready? And...
pull the lever.
All right. Whoa. Dude, that was nuts.
When are we?
Well, this is 1999. This looks like Marty's house right here. Let's knock on the door.
Who is it?
Is Marty Wilhelm home?
Man, who is this?
I'm Larry.
Are you guys cops?
No. We're not cops.
Man, what the fuck is this shit? I don't know you honkies.
Okay, this is going to be a little difficult to explain.
I'm going to open the door a second for you. Come on in.
All right.
It says a home.
It's smoky in here.
Oh, man.
You got smoke?
Not this much.
Let me turn this shit down.
Oh, man.
What can I do
Holy
for y'all?
Cow, that's some chronic right there. My name's Ryan. This is my compatriot, Larry.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, my name is AMC Marty Dog Honky Tits.
Oh.
Nice to meet y'all.
Hello, Mr. Tits.
This is going to sound crazy, but you see that
your
thing
business,
that
man?
We were traveling in out there in your front yard?
It's a time machine.
Yeah, some weird ass bike or some shit.
Yeah,
kinda.
It's sort of. How do I say
you,
this?
Okay.
In the future,
man,
we
y'all's best get to stepping.
I'll make this quick. In the future, you are a friend of ours.
You guys trying to tell me you guys come from some future shit?
I think I can help here.
Some Jean-Claude Van Damme time cop.
He's kind of wily. I think he's got a weapon.
The three of us in the future will be homies.
Homos? What the
no.
fuck?
No, not homos. Shit. We're buddies, and, like, we...
Man, y'all best get to step it. I'm gonna bust out my strap.
No. Oh,
quick,
shit.
Get in
He's
the
got
machine.
A weapon.
Get in the machine.
No, all right. Let's stick this thing up.
I'm sorry. I thought...
Whoa, you guys actually disappeared there for a second. That was crazy. And you... Do you look really tired?
Marty?
Oh, God. Oh, my stomach. I don't know how many more of those I can do. I think I need a break, guys. Dude, you were a dick in the past.
I tried to warn you. I didn't think it was even going to work, but...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Although, can you tell me where you were buying that chronic from? Just for scientific reasons.
I don't remember anything from being, like, 16 till about 24. So sorry, I can't answer that. But how was I doing? Was I all right?
You were intimidating.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You were dog. I believe the term you used was strapped.
Something about tits, honky.
Honky, Mr. Tits, ring a bell.
DJ.
Did you guys take any pictures?
Marty
or anything,
dog.
Or?
We would just want to get out of there. I think you had a weapon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's silly. You guys are full of shit. Okay. Well, Larry and I should hop in this thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk to you. Larry, I bet this could be great.
I'm a little scared about this, guys. I'm not going to lie.
Come on. It'll be fun.
Lived in Ramblewood, and I was kind of a sketchy kid.
Come on.
Not that Ramblewood's is a
Ramblewood's
sketchy area.
Suburban apartment building? I mean, that's... surrounded by malls and strip malls? I mean, how bad could it be? I think it'd be kind of fun.
Really not a happy kid.
Give us the coordinates. We'll get to know who you are. I mean, let us
I gotta try this thing out after seeing you guys go.
Put that into the capacitor intake, boss, and plug that in. It should be good.
Let's see.
Pull the lever.
You ready? I'm gonna pull the lever. Here we go. Oh, man, that's kind of a bumpy ride, isn't it?
Sounds like Atari.
Man.
Okay, apartment 3C. This is it.
Yeah, go ahead. Whoa, that's that music.
Oh,
Jesus.
He's rocking it out.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear us over this music?
Hello. Hey, turn the music down, man. I got to talk to you. Are you Ryan?
Are you Ryan?
Hey,
Are you crying?
His mascara is running. He has mascara on.
Are you Ryan?
Yeah, maybe.
His fingernails are all painted black.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Yeah, what do you want, man? What do you want?
We've actually come from the future.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, serious.
I'm serious. We want to talk
there
to the future,
no
Ryan.
There is no future.
No, it's fine.
There is a future, and you're in it.
How can we prove to him that we're from the future?
Look, man, I just want to listen to Stabbing Westward.
In the future, Stabbing Westward breaks up.
They never break up.
Shit, that just did the opposite. He doesn't think
the future. The music will be populated by people who used to work for Disney.
I got this.
Okay, he's got this.
In the future, Trent Reznor is president.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Got
his attention.
For 6 terms.
I love Nine Inch Nails.
And
it really
he presides
to me.
Over the UN in a codpiece.
What?
Yeah, no, it's serious.
Seriously.
So, but
the hell is a codpiece?
We were sent back by you.
Are you guys... Do you guys got any drugs?
No.
We don't time travel with drugs.
No, Larry, no.
Oh, yeah. No, but if you...
Do you guys got any future drugs?
No, we're not about that. We just want to tell you that in the future, you're actually like a super successful podcast guy. You've got a beautiful wife and kids.
We're all friends, actually.
Yeah. It's totally... We're your friends.
Seriously.
From the future.
I know.
Future you sent us back to check up on you.
I could see how you'd be...
And tell you that, you know, you're in a good place.
This isn't possible. I killed myself in 2001. That's... I planned it.
That doesn't happen.
No.
It correlates with the moons.
Wait, what date were you going to kill yourself on in 2001?
September 10th, 2001.
Oh.
Wait a day.
Wait
one day and
just
see how you feel.
One day, see how you're feeling.
Oh.
And then... Just take it from there. That's some future advice that we'll give you. We can't tell you anymore. We'll break the time-space.
Girls
continuum.
Hate me anyway. A beautiful wife. It doesn't make sense.
It happens.
Dude, you get mad tang in the future.
And not the space drink.
No, so just...
Well, maybe the space drink as well.
I suppose now you're going to say I was in the service, too, or something.
God, dude, this kid's depressing me. Let's get out of here. I said, wait a day. Play it out.
I'm just going to... You know what? I give up.
It's
going to
be great. Come on. Let's
get in this machine before I cut myself and drain in the tub.
That's depressing, man. Jesus.
Dude,
man.
You were a downer.
Guys,
I went through a rough time. The one girl who actually talked to me said she thought I was a dork.
Life doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, well.
Well, let's wipe that from our memory.
Ryan. I'm sure Larry's an upper.
Dude, it's got to be great.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, we got to do you.
No. You don't.
Hey, we showed you our ourselves. I mean, we opened
up to myself. As you know me, you don't. There needs to be a waste of time and plutonium to go back and see who I was.
We are getting kind of low. I think this is our last trip. And if Denny comes back from his shit, he's going to be probably pretty pissed. Unless we can all keep a secret.
I can keep a secret.
Okay, he's still going. We're good.
Yeah, that was a plot. Quick.
One more trip. All right, let's go. All right, Larry.
Pull the lever, Ryan. Pull the lever.
I'm getting nauseous.
He did give you the coordinates, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I got it.
Good. I got that all plugged in. I think this is the place. Let's, Hello?
Who is it?
What?
We're looking for Larry.
I think we got the...
Come on in, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Oh, my God. We're looking for Larry. Is he like your brother or something, maybe?
No, I'm Larry. Like, you can just call me Lawrence.
Lawrence?
My name is Lawrence.
You've got long hair and a ponytail and boobs.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Okay. Come on, we're going to go to a culture club concert later.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Well,
guys.
We need to get back in the... Larry.
Just...
Come on, guys. Let's have some Mai Tais.
No.
Good luck on your operation, Larry. Good. We'll talk to you later.
Sweet.
We'll see you in the future, buddy.
So great to meet you guys.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Bye, Larry. All right. Guys, got to tap in.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Well, you know, the boys, they are good friends, but, you know, from time to time, they get into some, arguments. And, well, one of them broke out on a show between Marty and Larry.
Ryan was supposed to be here a half an hour ago.
He don't get here.
He's always late. I mean...
I know, but it's not a big deal.
Should we just go without him?
No. It's a three-man crew here.
Well, how long do we wait?
He'll be here soon.
How do you know?
I just know, man.
I don't know, man. Maybe we should just go, and we can splice him in later, like in post-production.
You know, I'm sick of all this post-production stuff. Why don't we just press record and get this shit going when he's here?
Because we're waiting for Ryan.
I've got things to do.
I am a man of things to do. I have got things to do.
Mr. Busy Man, what things do you have to do?
The things I have to do don't matter. They're none of your business.
It's drinking. That's what it is.
Shut up.
Seriously.
There are things that I have to do that are none of your business. I'm not saying yes or no to that.
Mr. Jack Daniels.
No.
Yes.
You don't have the right to say that to me. I've got to go to church, okay?
Church.
I don't want to be late for church.
Where? Was it the Saint?
It's none of your business.
Saint Jameson?
It is none of your fucking business. Yeah, I'll say it. None of your business.
It's my business because it's starting to interfere with the show.
Look, we can't wait all night for Ryan to get here.
He won't be waiting all night, okay?
Then how long
are
we going to wait?
That's
all I'm asking.
Sorry, we're cutting into your drinking time, Raw, there, Marty.
You plug it. You leave your comments in
Make
your pocket.
Me.
You plug it. Let's start the fucking show.
Fuck you.
Let's start the fucking show.
Fuck yourself.
No, fuck you. We're going to start the fucking show.
Fuck off.
God, fucking. Start the show.
Maybe it's this second bottle of wine I'm on, but nothing makes me quite moist down below like watching a couple of fellas fight. Except maybe a laughter. And as you'll hear from this next clip, Ryan is essentially crying. He's laughing so hard.
But they busted down the door. All they found was the cat. They searched the apartment, the whole apartment, and the owner got back and said...
Pussy.
What the fuck are all you cops doing in my house?
Could have been a cat burglar.
Could have been. They might have jumped out the window when they saw the cops come. So maybe that cat is a hero.
It's the perfect crime.
Jesus, man.
That's me listening to this show.
Yeah.
A week laughing because I finally get that.
Got my old whisker.
So Larry's got his own stand-up pun show. Sorry.
Sink my claws into that.
Dude,
Stop being such a pussy, you guys.
Really, we're getting to the tail end of these puns.
Nah, these jokes have 9 lives, bro.
I always land on my feet.
Oh, forget about it. Really?
Well, I hate Mondays. Well,
I love lasagna, though.
I've got diabetes.
I've got toxoplasmosis.
On my toesis.
You knows this.
Now we're rhyming.
Cat shit, you don't have halitosis.
We did puns into rhymes.
Hell yeah. That's what we do.
We can transition that shit.
It's a free form shit. This is like street art, what we do here.
So far.
I love a skittle.
See, we went from puns to rhymes. Now we went from cats to scats.
Now we're talking about.
You know how we do.
That's how we do it here.
You ever realize when you get older, the only way you can laugh anymore is in coughs? Like, anytime you start laughing.
Oh, for me, it comes out the other end, and I laugh in farts.
Mia,
anybody that's ever seen me laugh will attest to that.
I get like pneumonia when I laugh out my life.
We lost Ryan.
I just picture him like a horse mouth, just like. Where that came from? I started laughing.
That was hilarious. Listening to them laugh, there could possibly be that I'm on my third bottle of wine, but I find that hard to believe. But that brings us to our last clip of the show here, and. Well, the boys, they discuss the television.
And yeah. Last question. Last question before we take a break, ladies and gentlemen, for the three men that inhabitate Beer City Spaceship. Here we go. At what age did you first kiss a girl?
Kiss a girl? Oh, man.
It was pretty early for me.
Yeah, probably... 10.
Oh, 10? Larry's 10. Right. I would say probably 8 or 9.
Robbing the cradle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was 12.
Late bloomer.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fine.
I had to get the art down. I practiced on a mirror.
Wow.
You didn't really, did you?
No.
And there's his embarrassing story.
That is awkward. Did you put lipstick on your hand?
Could have been worse. You ever see that episode of King of the Hill when Bobby makes out with the mannequin head?
Yes.
That boy ain't right.
Oh, that Bobby Hill and his shenanigans.
And talking about cartoon shows, again, real quick before we take a break.
Yeah.
The most not funny show of all time, King of the Hill. For God's sake, I've never laughed watching King of the Hill.
Really?
Ouch. You're doing it wrong, man.
Love that show. Fucking love that show.
Yeah, you're... God. No, you're being serious right now.
I am being deathly serious.
Dude, this guy is out of control.
That boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right.
Boy.
Hey, Bobby.
Here, let me do an impression of King of the Hill. Let me do an impression of fucking King of the Hill. Here's my goddamn shit impression of King of the Hill.
See,
created by Mike Judge, genius creator of Beavis and Butthead and Office Space. Here's King of the Hill.
And Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, which nailed it.
This
which
is probably one of my favorite comedies, if not movies
of
all
time. Here we go. Meanwhile, here's some stupid fucking cartoon characters who are just looking off stupidly while they're sipping beer. Okay, that's not funny. And then here we go, Frank Hill.
Hank.
Well, whatever.
If you're gonna trash it
doesn't matter. Frank
right.
Or Hank, who gives a shit? He's like,
Bobby. Yeah. I like beer. Propane. I work for a fucking propane place. Here's my buddy.
Hey, I'm your buddy. I'm gonna talk about some stupid shit.
Remember the episode when they went to Mexico to get the beer because the beer in Texas had gone bad?
I don't remember that specifically, but
neither does anybody else because no one gave a shit about King of the Hill.
Okay, Ryan, what's your favorite show? Let's shit in your cereal for a second.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
What's your favorite show?
I didn't realize we're going to start a war tonight.
Oh, come on. You can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Yeah. What's your show?
He doesn't want to admit that it's Dawson's fucking Creek, does he?
No, it's not Dawson's Creek.
What's your favorite show?
Two guys in a pizza place with that chick.
I don't want to go this way because my heart is... It is. Listen, your fucking favorite show is not goddamn King of the Hill, and no way is it yours. If I say
you
my
favorite... You want to bet it isn't? Aaron and I watch... They used to have it on Netflix. We watch that thing over and over and over, beginning to end.
You've opened up Pandora. Box, oh, sir.
Fuck, I fucked up in Mansylvania tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
What's your favorite show? This we want to hear.
Damn it.
I like Two and a Half Men because it's like, Marty, hi, I'm Charlie Marty. Sheen. I bet all the ladies. Hi, I'm a kid and I fart. Oh, now I'm an old kid, but I still fart. Hi, I'm John Cryer. Remember me from 80s movies? I was a nerd then and I'm still a nerd.
Drugs and alcohol, bang a chick, bang a chick, bang a chick, drugs and alcohol.
Tiger blood. All right.
What's your show?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Khaleesi. I love you, Khaleesi. Let us have crazy monkey sex. You know nothing, Jon Snow. I would have cut your head off with a rusty blade of war, okay. Jon Snow.
Oh, by the way, it might be spoiler alerts.
Joffrey, you're so mean to me.
You'll do what I say, you little shit princess. I fucking killed your dad, and I'll kill you too if I have my way.
Answer me this question, okay? This is set in a time when people bathed once a year. How are they banging all the time? And how are they so nicely trimmed?
That's a good goddamn question.
No, it's a bad question, because obviously nobody here has... Oh, fuck. You have. That's the problem. That's the shitty situation we have right now.
You painted yourself into a corner, sir.
I love Game of Thrones. I'm gonna die one day, just like all the characters in Game of Thrones.
I love Game of Thrones also, but I also enjoy King of the Hill. Let's agree to disagree.
Time to take a break.
Let's hug it out, bros. We're gonna take a break, hug it out, and we'll be back. And maybe, if the hugging goes okay, we'll play a game.
Or make it a handy.
No.
Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed the show, my grandson's show. You can hear more of it at bcspod.com. And you know, this has been Engineer Dorothy, and I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.